Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Coder, and many of you may know me through my brother, my sister, parents, or friends, but this morning I want to share about what Christ has done in my life. I grew up in a Christian home with parents who faithfully taught me about God from a young age. One of my earliest memories is from when I was around 2 years old. My brother Joshy and I would get into disagreements and fights, and I would often respond by hitting him. And every time this happened, my mom would sit us down and read passages like 1 John 1:9, which says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." She would explain that when we confess our sins and trust in Jesus, God forgives us. She also shared Luke 15, verse 10. "Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." As a two-year-old, hearing that the angels would rejoice sounded pretty exciting, so I would pray and ask Jesus for forgiveness over and over again, which consequently, things happened over and over again. Looking back, I didn't fully understand salvation at that age, but my parents were planting seeds. And as I grew older, I learned the Bible stories, participated in Sunday school, and tried to be the good Christian girl. Christianity was part of my life, but for much of my childhood, it was something I practiced with my family and church community. Around late elementary school, I joined a Bible study that encouraged us to spend time reading scripture on our own and share what we had been learning. Prior to that, I'd mostly learned about God through my parents and Sunday school, but for the first time, I began reading God's word for myself. As I read scripture, I learned more about God's character, his love for me personally. What had once been knowledge I heard from others began to become my own. I wasn't simply following Christianity because I grew up in a Christian home. I was beginning to seek Christ for myself and understand what he had done for me on the cross. As I entered high school, I began to notice something that challenged me. Some of my closest friends who I'd grown up in church started drifting away from the faith. One friend in particular began questioning and rejecting truths we had been taught growing up. And over time, several others became less interested in the church and less interested in God. Watching this happen was confusing and heartbreaking. I began to wonder why they were walking away while I remained convinced of who God was. Through that season, God helped me realize that faith is not simply sustained by growing up in the church. He had already been strengthening my faith through his word through those elementary years when I first began seeking him for myself. One passage that especially gave me assurance was Romans 10, verse 9, which says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Growing up, I often tried to be the good Christian girl. But over time, God showed me that assurance was not based on how well I performed, but on his promises. Through his word, his faithfulness in my life, and his work in the lives of other believers, he continually strengthened my confidence in him. Even so, I wasn't immune to struggles. As the years passed, many of my childhood friendships changed. People moved away, stopped attending church, and stopped pursuing the Lord altogether. By the time I reached college, I felt increasingly isolated. The Christian community I had once relied on seemed to disappear, and what should have been an exciting new chapter became one marked by loneliness, discouragement, and eventually depression. Spiritually, I became numb. I still believed in God, but my relationship with him felt distant. Reading scripture became inconsistent, prayer became less frequent. I wasn't rejecting God, but I wasn't actively pursuing him either. Then God used an unexpected person to get my attention. Well, expectedly unexpected. One day I connected with my childhood friend, Bethany Fitzgerald. And as we spent more time together, I noticed a joy in her that I hadn't seen before. She openly spoke about God's goodness and faithfulness through circumstances. I was genuinely excited to see how much she had grown. But if I'm being honest, I was also a little jealous. I remember one day she told me, "Chelly," which is my nickname, "right now I'm satisfied in the Lord." That statement stayed with me. Outwardly, I was happy for her, but inwardly I realized I wanted what she had. I attended church consistently, knew all the right answers, but when I looked honestly at my own heart, I wasn't satisfied in the Lord. Around that time, I transferred to San Jose State University, and because I arrived early on campus every day, I was able to spend more consistent time in God's word and prayer. Through that time, God began exposing the areas of my heart that I needed to change, that needed changing. And I realized these were things that were competing for my affection and attention and taking and taking the place of intentionally pursuing Christ. John 6:35 says, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." I began to see I was trying to satisfy myself with things that could never truly satisfy. As at that time, I struggled with another lie. Because I had drifted spiritually, I often felt like I needed to earn my way back to God by fixing myself before coming to him. But God continually reminded me of Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." If I wasn't saved by works, then I couldn't restore my relationship with God through works either. God wasn't waiting for me to clean myself up before coming to him. He simply wanted me to come to him. I have not mastered satisfaction in the Lord, but he has faithfully shown me that my life with him is far more fulfilling than anything else I could pursue. Last year, God gave me another opportunity to see an area where I needed growth. A classmate of mine asked me if I was religious. I told her I was a Christian, and she began asking questions about my faith. To my own surprise, I struggled to explain the gospel clearly. In that moment, my mind seemed to go blank. I left that conversation feeling very convicted. If Christ had changed my life, why was I so hesitant and unprepared to explain the hope I had in him? That experience stayed with me. Then in December of 2025, I attended the STEP presentation by Mr. Johns, and to be completely honest, I wasn't planning on paying much attention. I was there to hear Joshy talk about the Brazil missions trip, not about learning about STEP. But as I listened, about deepening one's understanding of the gospel, growing as a disciple of Christ, and learning to faithfully share the truth with others, immediately I thought back to that conversation with my classmate. I realized I wanted to know Christ more deeply and be able to confidently share the gospel with others, not out of guilt or obligation, but out of a love for him and gratitude for what he has done in me. God has taught me that true satisfaction is not found in friendships, accomplishments, or circumstances, but in him alone. While I have much to learn and many ways to grow, I am incredibly grateful and incredibly thankful for his grace, his patience, and his faithfulness in pursuing me when my heart wandered. As 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify the Lord in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks you for the reason of the hope that is within you, with meekness and fear." Thank you.